Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So, have you heard the one about the three people in one family who died all of a sudden?
My wife's sister died tragically of breast cancer at 48 years old, and her husband had died just a few years before that at the age of 50 of a heart attack suddenly and left two children. And suddenly her father was ill and he passed away. And my wife is all like, I get a call from the hospital, I don't know what to do. And my nephew's there, he's 16 years old. She says, I guess you're supposed to call the funeral home and I don't even know the number. And my nephew just goes, I think we'd have it on speed dial by now, wouldn't you? And that was how the laughter broke out.
Having the funeral number on speed dial. That personal story came from one of our listeners. We got plenty of those stories after speaking to a young graphic novelist who insisted that her experience of cancer was, in her words, hilarious. And we got so many stories from listeners that, we decided we were just hooked on the stories and wanted more.
My name is Suzanne, and I'm calling from Northville, Michigan. My dad had many heart troubles, and one year he was going to see a new cardiologist on Halloween. So he racked his brain and finally figured out the costume he should wear, and he went dressed as the Tin Man so that he would ask for a new heart. And he did this all in the full silver makeup and everything, and the strange thing was he said he tossed and turned all night the night before with his biggest fear that he would see five other Tin Men in the waiting room.
Five Tin Men in a waiting room. Humor does that. That image is just indelible. Of course, we didn't invent this idea of humor and tragedy, but it's a powerful reminder of the curious mechanisms of human resilience. And there are plenty of great stories out there. One of the best is from our next guest. He chronicled his comedic experience with recovering from acute myeloid leukemia in his mid-20s in the book Time on Fire, My Comedy of Terrors. He wrote it back in the 1990s. Evan Handler is an actor and screenwriter and author. You may know him for his roles in Sex and the City and Californication. He had a film-stealing part opposite Gary Sinise in the Ron Howard film Ransom. Evan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hey, thanks so much, John.
So I feel like I want to say, Evan, how's Hollywood? How's the screenwriting business? How's cancer?
I wish I had a joke lined up, but I'm all out. It's funny, listening to those stories, initially my skin crawls, and then actually they made me chuckle at the end. But I had to think I had a much more utilitarian approach to it. It was simply that there were two things going on. One is, I found as I went through the horror story of my illness, not that my illness was funny, but that humor continued to exist right alongside the tragedy, that it didn't stop funny things from occurring or stop me and my family from finding things funny. And so in the telling of the story, I very consciously decided that the way to get people to listen would be to exploit the humor that continued to exist alongside the tragedy.
Remind me of some of the great stories in both your book and in the aftermath of your book as you talked with agents about getting it optioned for a movie and other sort of options for using the story in entertainment.
You know, when my illness happened in an even more insensitive era, and my book concentrated really on the absurdity and insensitivity of the illness that I went through and the way my family and I were suffering a tragedy and something that we were led to believe was going to be even more tragic than it turned out. And yet the society that we entered was completely immune to that tragedy. They'd seen so much of it. So the absurdities in that era, the person interviewing me to check me into the hospital smoking a cigarette and blowing smoke in my face. In later years,
it's too
yeah,
crazy.
There was someone who wanted to option my story, and I was supposed to be tantalized by the idea of the fact that the agency also represented Busch Gardens, and perhaps they might want to turn it into an amusement park ride.
Are you serious? Cancer as a theme park ride?
Very, very well-known president of, at the time, the largest entertainment agency in the world. Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Evan Handler, who wrote a book back in the 90s that is still a classic, Time on Fire, My Comedy of Terrors, about his struggles with cancer. You know, I thought of you, Evan, when we got this story from one of our listeners. Listen.
My name is Martin on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. A couple of years ago, one of my brothers was diagnosed with early Alzheimer's. And so I immediately sent him a book at one point, and he sent back to me and he said, well, I'll never have to get another book. I just keep rereading the first chapter all the time. I know it sounds terrible, but our humor has gotten us through a lot.
You know, Evan Handler, there's a certain courage that comes from being able to tell a joke like that and to push it forward, don't you think?
Yeah, look, it's primarily, I would say, it's a coping mechanism. It's common among physicians. It's common among disaster workers. Of course, if you're the patient, you don't want to hear the doctor's jokes. And I guess it's common among patients and survivors. It's a way to try to bring some rationality to the irrationality of the situation you're in.
Is part of the humor the result of the fact that in the end, death always wins, that there's only really one ultimate punchline?
If psychology isn't my expertise, but if I were to make an amateur snap judgment, I might say the opposite. I might say that it's actually, when I wrote my story, I wanted very much to craft how other people perceived what my perception of my experience was. And if I could create one that made me seem to have a powerful handle on it, that was good. And I didn't like people entering my room as if they were entering a funeral parlor. So I think the jokes actually make people feel a little bit of elevation and power over the situation and less victimized. So if anything, I think it might be an expression of the denial of death and giving people some sense that perhaps they have some control over their destiny.
Well, if you can force some overly maudlin person who is insensitively dealing with you in this sort of situation, you certainly have a power over them, that's for sure.
Hey, look, my book, Time on Fire, I suppose it's an exaggeration. I was going to say it's about 98% revenge. I had never seen a book before that, with brand name specificity, held people accountable for their actions. And I had experience with two medical centers less than 200 miles apart. And I wanted to say to people, you know, this one had this personality, this one had this personality. It can't be accidental. Make the point of comparison shopping. These are things that have become much more mundane now, even in the 20-some-odd years since my illness. People are much more used to these concepts, but at the time, they were pretty novel.
Well, mundane in the sense that this is how we deal with cancer. Now, we do comparison shop. Humor, in many ways, is the driver for a much more progressive view of cancer. Evan Handler, thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it, John.
Evan Handler, actor, screenwriter, author of Time on Fire, My Comedy of Terrors, about his struggles with cancer. He spoke with us from his home in California.